2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I would like to study that scripture this morning as we think about studying God's word, as we think about the importance of God's word and what it means for our lives and how Bible study is important for us. I would like for us to consider this verse and what it means. Paul wrote this to Timothy, who was a gospel preacher, and he wrote it in the context of those who were arguing with one another, striving about words to no profit, and to the subverting of them that hear. You know, there are many people in the world today who would like to just argue with you or just quarrel with you about words. And usually that quarreling and that arguing doesn't have any profit. You can see this kind of quarreling and arguing today as you look at the political spectrum, you know, and think about the things that are said in the political world and the headlines and the sound bites, you know, that make the news and the different ways that they discuss those things. And a lot of times those things are discussed and rediscussed and quarreled about to no profit at all. And the desired goal is just to subvert, you know, to undermine those who are listening to and wanting to know what is right and good and truthful. And Paul's command here is in contrast to these who would not give diligence, who would not study, who would not make the necessary effort that one needs to make in order to know the truth, in order to learn the truth, and in order to apply the truth to our lives. Those who would quarrel to no profit are not showing themselves approved, that is, tried and tested before God. And those who quarrel about words to no profit are those who have a reason to be ashamed for what they are saying and what they are doing. And of course, those who would quarrel about words to no profit are not rightly dividing the word of truth, as Paul tells Timothy to do here. But as Christians, we need to understand what it means to really study God's word, to really know God's word, and to really then apply God's word to our lives in a correct way. The discussion that Paul gives to Timothy here in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 contains three things that I would like to discuss this morning. First of all, there is the command. This is a command that Paul gives Timothy. And as much as we are Christians and need to know God's word, it is a command for us as well. There is also a purpose that Paul has in mind as he tells Timothy to study or to give diligence. There is then the consequences of following this command within our life. And so this morning I would like to have a study of 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 so that we can learn its meaning and to then understand why Bible study is important. Well, first of all, Paul's exhortation to Timothy has a command. And the command is to study or to give diligence. The Greek word for study here is the same one used in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 11. Where the Hebrew writer says this, he says this, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall after the same example of disobedience." We need to give diligence to certain things as Christians. One of those things that we have to give diligence to is to entering into the great rest of heaven that God has prepared for those who love Him. This word, give diligence, is the same word that is used in Luke chapter 19 and verse 6 that describes how Zacchaeus came down from that tree that he was in order to go with Jesus to his house. The text says, "So he made haste and came down, and he," that is Jesus, "received him joyfully." So he made haste. That is, he gave diligence. He put in an effort. And that's what this word means. It involves the notion of making an immediate and a useful effort at doing something. And specifically, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, that effort is made in relationship to the object, which is the Word of God, studying the Scriptures, or learning the Scriptures, knowing the Scriptures, rightly dividing the Scriptures, which we'll talk about in a few moments. But the King James Version translates this word study. I think other translations translate it to give diligence. But I believe that both of those translations are good translations. The word study, it comes from a Latin word, which means to be busy with or to devote oneself to something or to concentrate on something. And I think that you can see that the idea of diligence is within that word. Timothy was a preacher, you see, and he was concerned about preaching the Word of God. And so that means that the object of his giving diligence is going to be the Word of God and studying that Word and then presenting that Word to others. Timothy was also to give diligence in presenting himself to God as a workman, as one who does not need to be ashamed, and as one who rightly divides the word of truth. And so in this context, as we think about this word, which in other places is translated to give diligence or to make haste, here, in this context, I believe that study is a good translation of this word. Because that's what Timothy was supposed to do in giving diligence to being a workman, to being one who rightly divides the word of truth. And so study is a good translation. But that's the command that we have here. As Christians, we are to study. We are to give diligence. We are to apply ourselves to make an effort in regard to that which is God's Word. And that's what we need to do, to make that effort. So there is this command, and that's what Paul tells Timothy. He commands him, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But now let's think about the purpose that the Apostle Paul has in mind as we see this verse. We are constantly showing ourselves to God. We should be thinking about that. Study for what purpose? To show thyself approved unto God. Now everyone is showing themselves to God in one way or another, whether we like it or not. You see, because God sees everything. In Psalm 33, in verses 13 through 16, we read, "The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works." You see, God looks down from heaven and he knows every single person. He knows them better than we even know ourselves. And so in that regard, he considers all of our works. And the question is whether or not we are going to present ourselves in a way that is going to be approved unto God or not. Because God sees everyone. When we think about showing ourselves approved unto God, we think about being those living sacrifices that Paul discussed in Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. He said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You see, as living sacrifices, we are to be showing ourselves to God on a daily basis. We are not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, changing ourselves, coming into that image of the Son of God, and living like He wants us to live. And God considers all of this as we think about presenting ourselves to be approved unto God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. That's the purpose, you see, of this Bible study. That's the reason that we engage in giving diligence with the Word of God, to be approved unto God. The word approved means one who has passed a thorough examination. It is from the same word that we find in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21 that says, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, John writes these words, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test or prove or try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. You see, we need to know God's word so that we can also test and try and prove others who are claiming to teach God's word, so that when they stand up to teach God's word, we can examine them against the word of God. And there is no one who is beyond scrutiny in standing up to preach the word of God. Not even the apostle Paul was beyond scrutiny in that regard, because those in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica, Luke writes, in that they searched the scriptures to see whether the things taught were so. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. So we need to search the scriptures so that we can be approved before God, so that we can know whether others are approved before God when they stand up to teach God's word. Consider James chapter 1 and verse 12 in this regard. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them who love him. Approvedness. That's what we're interested in. We want to be approved before God, and so we study the word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, Peter writes that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. God is the one to whom we want to be approved. And really, there is no other relationship that matters in that regard, because no other person needs to approve my life. No other person needs to approve your life. The only approval of our life that we need is God's approval. Now, when we really understand that, that will transform us and make us different, change us in a way that will make us pleasing to God. Because it is not our job to be pleasing to men, Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, but to simply be pleasing to God in Christ. So constantly we are to be studying. Why? To show ourselves approved unto God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's look at the consequences of this command now. First of all, as a consequence, you will be a workman. When we study to show ourselves approved unto God, it naturally follows that we will be a worker, a laborer of that kind of folks for which Jesus taught his disciples to pray in Matthew chapter 9 and verses 37 and 38, when he said, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Workman that needs not to be ashamed. Yes, we are God's fellow workers. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. And when we study to show ourselves approved unto God, there will be no reason to be ashamed. That is, we will not be embarrassed As a result of our lack of knowledge of God's Word, we're not going to be, no one is going to be able to bring a reproach against our life because we're going to be applying God's Word to our life. We'll be irreproachable. We will be what Peter said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Yes, we will be ready to give that answer because we will study to show ourselves approved unto God. We will be one who, when he speaks as the oracles of God. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. And so, as we think about studying to show ourselves approved unto God, will be as one of the consequences, we'll be a workman. As one of the consequences, we will not be ashamed. And as one of the consequences, we will handle aright the word of truth. One needs diligence to do this. One needs study to do this. To understand God's word. To be able to rightly divide it. To be able to handle it correctly. And that's what we've been talking about as we've been studying in our Sunday morning Bible class. How do I rightly divide this book that God has given me? How do I handle it correctly? How do I really understand it so as to apply it correctly to my life? That's the business of Bible interpretation. And God wants us to do that. And we need to do that to handle God's Word correctly. But to do that, we must study. To do that, we must give diligence. And are we going to do that within our lives? God wants us to reason with Him. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. James chapter 1 and verse 21. And so the object of our study, of our giving diligence, is the word of truth, is God's word. It's focusing upon this book so as to learn it and to know it and to live by it. And every single one of us needs that. We also want to proclaim God's word to others because God desires it. That we go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That we cease not to preach and teach Jesus as the Christ. Acts chapter 5 and verse 42. And to do this, we must study. What are the consequences of studying to show ourselves approved unto God? We will be a workman. We will not be ashamed, and we will rightly divide the word of truth. Now, those are good consequences. Consequences that we want to happen within our lives. You know, everything that we do has a consequence. I know sometimes the word consequences is kind of a negative word, has kind of a negative connotation to it. But there are good consequences just as well as there are bad consequences. And we want good consequences to follow within our lives. But everything we do has consequences one way or another. And so let's study. Let's give diligence. Let's make an effort to show ourselves approved unto God so that we can be a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if each one of us would join in together and pursue this as our goal, then we would be better individuals, better Christians. We would be a better congregation. We would be better worshipers of God. We would be better evangelists as we go out in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We would be all around better simply by giving some effort to studying God's Word. Just a little effort each and every day. We have some wonderful opportunities to do that here. So many opportunities to study God's Word. And I would like to encourage you to see Brother Weaver Mills to see if maybe that is an opportunity that you could pursue to study God's Word through this throughthescriptures.com approach to studying God's Word. Do you want to be a man of God? Do you want to be a woman of God? Do you want to be a worker for God? Do you want to handle God's Word correctly? Do you want to be approved before God? Let me tell you, I want to be approved before God. That's the one relationship that I need. That's the one relationship that I've got to have in my life. That's the one relationship in which really nothing else matters but that. I want to be approved before God. Are you approved before God? Maybe you're not this morning. Maybe you need to be approved before God. You need to be approved before Him by turning to Jesus Christ and listening to His Word. That's what we've been talking about this morning. Studying the words of Christ. Learning them and applying them to our lives. Hearing what Jesus has to say. We need to be approved before God by putting faith in Christ. By putting faith in God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. Without faith, it's impossible to be pleasing unto God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. We need to be approved before God by repenting of our sins. Jesus taught us to repent of that which is separating us from God. The times of ignorance God once winked at, but now He commands all men everywhere to repent. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. You need to be approved before God by confessing Jesus as the Christ, Matthew chapter 10 and verses 28 and 29. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, whosoever confesses me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father is in heaven. We need to be approved before God by confessing. We need to be approved before God by being baptized into Christ. To put on Christ, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. For the forgiveness of our sins, Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. To be part of the body of Christ. That is what we need to do, to be approved before God. Do you need to be approved before God this morning? Follow those simple steps. God will receive you into His family and you will be approved before Him, and you can then continue studying His Word so that we may be and continue to be approved before God, tried and tested and found approved. With God's stamp of approval upon our life, we can then live faithful for Him. Are you approved before God this morning? If you need to make things right with God today, we give you that opportunity now while we stand and sing the song of encouragement.